broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You and the Dobbs Group have relied on the labor of...
I'm not getting into that.
No, I don't think she's a very good role model.
But, Mr. Shue, we kind of grew up with her.
I invited him on the show tonight so that I could apologize to him directly.
Are you gay?
Call me naive.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places no other talk show can go. They'd like to, but they can't. Maybe it's because they're healthier than we are. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick joins us this hour. Our affiliate spotlight falls on the city of Orlando, WEUS, 810 AM in Orlando in Central Florida. Great to be back on the air in Orlando and in Little Rock, Arkansas, KDXE, 1380 AM. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. Oh, man, that's great. I just, in emphasizing that point and saying radio network, I just spilled a can of 7-Up all over my... All right. We're going to get Pastor William Rennick on the line here in a moment, but this story was a shocker. Am I surprised? I suppose I shouldn't be. I don't think anybody, if I was an intelligent human being, which at times I certainly am not, I should have been prepared. You know, anybody at any time is capable of anything. Why would I think that one person or another is not? You know, I don't know Brett Favre. I don't know who. I know he's a damn good football player. That's all I know about it. I know that he puts on a face publicly that shows a man of concern for the community, loves his kids, loves his wife. But that's the face he puts on. I don't know the man. So when I read the headline, Brett Favre exposed as a Deadspin post reveals voicemails, lewd photos allegedly sent to Jen Sturger or Sturger. We're supposed to know who she is. If you're in New York, you do. She's a reporter for the New York Jets. She's a sideline reporter. She's a beautiful, young, quote, sexy, end quote, TV personality. And X-rated photos included in a video posted on Deadspin.com Thursday afternoon claim to show legendary quarterback and devoted family man Brett Favre, like you've never seen him before, naked from the waist down. The sports website posted three penis pictures. It says the Minnesota Viking quarterback sent to Jen Sturger, or Sturger, in 2008, when Favre was with the Jets and the sexy TV personality was a gangrene sideline reporter. Gangrene being the nickname, an affectionate one that the fans have for the Jets. It's a good story for us. Deadspin editor-in-chief AJ Scumbag. I can't pronounce your name, sir. I apologize. During the pre-show, I just pronounced it as diarrhea because, seriously, we cover the dark side of sports. I don't know why they're interviewing him. Nonetheless, he got a hold of this. He did, Mr. Diarrhea and the Deadspin people, and have posted it. They did not get it, my understanding is, they did not get it from the reporter in question, this Lady Sturger. So here is Brett Favre allegedly leaving this voicemail message to sideline reporter Jen Sturger.
Jen, it's not a setup. Just got done with practice. Got meetings here, and I left for about a couple more hours. I'm going back to the hotel and just chill. So, submit deck, because I'll be in the building for a couple hours. Love to have you come over tonight. I know, I think Aaron came up and asked you if you would give him your number, or he was going to give you my number, but I understand. But submit a text. Love to see you tonight. All right. Talk to you later.
So that's bye. Favre leaving this message. The guy he references, I think, is a New York Jet. The article indicates that it is a New York Jet public media relations member of the personnel of that department. And in the event, that guy was going to give her his number, and Favre was going to get her number, some jazz like that. At a press conference today, Brett Favre didn't respond when asked to comment on the Deadspin.com story, posting his voicemail and nude pictures.
You know, I'm not getting into that. I got my hands full with the Jets and trying to get some timing down with our guys. Which, so, I mean, that's all I'm going to discuss.
On the line is Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. By the way, I got to tell you that Favre no longer plays for the Jets. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are playing the Jets this weekend. Pastor Renick, thank you for joining us. I know that you're having an event at the church this evening.
Well, we had a christening of there were three families involved. We had three christenings this evening. It was a beautiful event, and certainly everyone has enjoyed themselves this evening. I'm very sad to be on your program to comment on something that of this nature, you know.
What, when you heard this story, was the first thing that came into your mind?
Well, the first thing that came into my mind was Tiger Woods.
Right.
I thought of Tiger Woods, and I thought of all of the disappointment that so many of us felt about Tiger. But I also remember feeling hurt on his behalf, because much of what was being said about Tiger Woods was very unfair. I thought that it was a little, you use a word, a term, Phil, sometimes, you call it over the top.
Right, when it's a little like they're piling on.
Right, I thought they were piling on with Tiger Woods and calling him every name in the book and forcing him out of his profession. You understand that Tiger Woods could not be in his profession. You're not allowed to play golf.
Well, he voluntarily left.
Yeah, but the PGA... You know as well as I do, the PGA said to him, you know, we can't have that. We can't have you right now on the tour because you would be a distraction. You would be a target for a sponsor boycott. You'd be a target for a consumer-led boycott of the sponsors of our product. And so Tiger Woods stepped away from the game that he loved and that he played better than anybody ever had played, or at least better than anyone played it in many, many years.
Exactly.
Now we've got this man, Brett Favre. I have what, Brett Favre? I'm like anybody else. I love to watch a football game. I love watching Brett Favre. I saw Brett Favre when he was the Green Bay Packers. The great football player. And a great quarterback. We love to watch a good quarterback. But now this man, Favre, who I think, Phil, I'm going to say it, I think he is guilty of far worse.
Well, what is he, you know, what is he guilty?
Far worse than what Tiger Woods.
No, but what is he guilty of exactly here?
Well, the story, you asked what he's guilty of, the story that I heard was that he is sending filthy pictures to the mail, using the United States mail to send this filth. And I don't know whether he is cutting out letters and pasting, you know how they cut out letters.
No, I don't think he's doing that. I think these were, I don't know how they were sent.
Well, my understanding, he has sent this girl pictures of his lower extremity. Is that correct?
That is the allegation, yeah.
All right, well, if he's using the U.S. mail to send a woman a photograph of his of himself naked from the waist down, this is an abomination. Using the United States mail with these cutout letters, you know. And
yeah, I don't think he cut out letters or anything like that.
What did he do?
These are now I find out. Thank you very much, Jace. He text messaged these, and the text messages had the pictures.
All right, well, he is still using, and let me tell you something. I know a little bit about the law. If you are using the Internet across state line to transport pornography and a picture of your self naked. That's what I understand. But now what you've got is you have got a problem, because that's a violation of the law. Now Tiger Woods, he didn't violate any law. The fact that all he did was go out and had girlfriends. I'm not trying to tell a man his life or what he should do. If I were this man, Brett Favre. And you've heard of the Desert Gold Exchange?
The Desert Gold Exchange, right. They're a sponsor of ours.
All right, they're sponsor. They've got a number, 888-852-4343, the Desert Gold Exchange, or dgegold.com. Now, you've heard about that?
Yeah, I have.
All right. They are precious metal dealers. And, you know, there's all kind of uncertainty and change going on in the economy. If I was Brett Favre, I would call these people. There's a gold exchange because this man's going to need something to do for a living. He's going to need to make an investment because he has been caught doing something far worse than that young man, Tiger Woods.
Well, are you not, Pastor Renick, are you not exploiting this and turning this into a...
I'm not exploiting anything, Phil. You brought the story up to me.
All right, but are you not taking this and sort of exploiting it along the lines of a cult of personality? You know, who's better, Tiger Woods or Brett Favre?
No, I'm not exploiting anything. The story is screaming out at me. The story telling me this. Tiger Woods got kicked out of golf, and you say he quit. All right. But he could not go play golf because he had a few girlfriends. Brett Favre is sending pictures of his penis on a text message. I never heard anybody tell him he got to stop playing football. It's much worse than what Tiger Woods did.
All right, much worse. We're going to take a break. You call it much worse. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Pastor William Renick. What's much worse about it?
What's much worse about Tiger Woods? What's much worse about it? We got a man sending dirty pictures through the U.S. Postal Service.
And no, he text messaged it.
If he text messaged whatever he's doing, it's the same thing. Here's a man, one of the most admired and respected football players in history. And this man is sending dirty pictures. He sent a dirty picture, and he leaving dirty, like a dirty mess. You know, why don't you come over to my hotel, all the dirt. It's a dirty message.
And I didn't hear it. You heard the recording, Pastor. I didn't hear anything dirty in there. I heard a man saying, I'd like to see you, basically, hemming and hawing, and he almost sounded like a schoolboy. Well, I thought they'd get my picture and let me get your phone number. And
Yeah, like a schoolboy. You know, Phil, I love you. You have a way of rendering something that is so hideous and so ugly. You have a way of rendering it into something that's almost like we're looking at a little kid playing with a sailboat or something. Now, this man's on the phone talking dirty, and then he's sending a dirty picture of himself. To me, Tiger Woods, I think Tiger Woods got raped by the media. I'll put it to you that way.
Well, Brett Favre, we don't know what's going to happen to him.
We know what's going to happen to Brett Favre. He's not going to lose one football game will this man miss. Not one. Not a one.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Pastor William Renick. We're talking about the news that broke today about Brett Favre and alleged lewd photos that he sent through the mails, or not the mail, text messaged these lewd photos. And Pastor Renick is on with us saying basically what Brett Favre did is much worse than what Tiger Woods did. Will Brett Favre lose playing time? Will Brett Favre be pushed out of football or be asked to take a leave of absence in much the same manner that Tiger Woods did? And why not? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with our guest, Pastor William Renick, coming up.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What was that?
Just our announcer.
I need a drink of water.
Phil Henry Show.
Talking with Pastor William Renick of Joyful Union Congregation here on the Phil Henry Show. Pastor Renick is the spiritual leader of Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, some 2,500 congregants. And we thank you for being with us, Pastor Renick. You're a sports fan, and you are also a man of the cloth, a spiritual leader. We have here Brett Favre, who is the athletic or the sports hero of a great many people. I don't want to speak for anyone, but a lot of people like him.
I thought Brett Favre, I admire Brett Favre very much. I'm not going to say he's a hero of mine, because I like, there's all kinds of football players I like, but I like Brett Favre very much. I think he's as a football player, very tough kind of quarterback that I remember when I was a young man. You had these very tough quarterbacks, you know, that Y.A. Tittle and men like that, you know, and Brett Favre is like that, you know.
All right, but here we have off the field the allegation, and I guess there is evidence of some kind that he sent pictures of his penis, pictures of himself naked from the waist down, to this reporter, Jen Sturger, as well as voicemails asking the girl out. And we were able to, you know, we were able to listen to one of those.
I'm going
to
ask you a question, Phil. Okay.
But and our number is 877-876-PHIL, by the way, folks. We'll take your calls here on this. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask you a very honest question, because I told you about Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods, after going out on these dates and all of this mess that he did, Tiger Woods had to publicly apologize. This man, they made commercials of his mother talking to him. It was this long, drawn-out, unbelievable public apology of Tiger Woods. Now, I want to ask you a question about this man, Brett Favre. Hold on. Yeah, I got to. Hold on.
Is that Clara?
Yeah, hold on, Clara. Yeah, I told him I would rather he not bring it. I'm going to bring it up. Let me ask you a question. What do you think the reaction of people would be if that was a big black penis in that picture?
Oh, God.
That's a very good question. What do you think the reaction of people would be if that's a big black penis? What if it's a white man, all bets are off, you know. Let him go play against the New York Jets. It's Brett Favre. He's got things to do. You know, he sent a dirty picture to a woman, but it ain't a black penis, it's a white one.
Okay, I would rather we clean up our language.
I told you. You told me, but I'm telling you, that is the crux. That is the crux of the issue here.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Art in Newark, listening to us on WWRL. Art, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, well, I'm a black man. I'm 60 years old. I marched on Washington. I understand the civil rights very well. But as a matter of the course, number one, you understand that a sin is a sin. One sin is not greater than another, except those that are called to the abomination, but one sin is not greater than another. If you want to add up sins, Tiger had more than Brett. I'm not a Brett Favre fan, but I like, you know, he's a football player. I'm certainly not a Tiger fan as a black man. And if you're going to stand on this radio station and try to defend Tiger as a black man, you're going to sound like an idiot.
I'll tell you, I'm not trying to defend the man.
Tiger has never represented our community. He is a disgrace to us, as are many of our black athletes who have really made it. You know, you have people like Jordan and Tiger. Who cares about them? You're down here bringing yourself down to the lowest level you possibly can to discuss race. We don't do
this. Every day you see this. Now listen, the media said a white man's sin isn't as bad as a black man's sin. You know that.
Yes,
I'll tell you.
But there's no white and black here. Tiger's not a black man.
They ain't no white and black. Come on.
Tiger, talking about them. I'm not. You got to stop worrying about them. We pick our people, and our people pick us. Tiger does not want to be us. I don't want Tiger. Let them have Tiger. This is just
but the white people.
It doesn't make any difference.
You don't get to pick.
Eddie Long.
I'm listening to you. Is that the guy to Leave It to Beaver?
Leave It to Beaver.
Is a man of the cloth down in Atlanta, God forbid you don't know about this, who was staunchly against homosexual activity and involved himself in it. He's got one of the mega churches. There is so much going on in the world, and there's so much going on with black people, and you're going to get down into the gutter with this junk.
I'm trying to tell you, young man. I'm trying to tell you this: that I'm not taking it down there. We don't get to pick our people; they pick them for us.
You may not want
Tiger Woods to be black, but I'll tell you, the white people make him black, and they say
that
he's a black man.
People like Tiger and Oprah are in a rarefied area where they can choose their race. and they have done it. They will tell you in a moment's notice that I don't identify with those things that are black. In a moment's notice, and here you are wasting your time and God's time.
Got plenty of time for me.
All right, thank you. Art, very good call. 877-876. Phil, back with Pastor William Renick and Brett Favre and Tiger Woods, you know.
Phil hey. Hendry.
Where'd that man go? Let me hear that again.
Hold on.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick joins us as we discuss what was made public today. Brett Favre exposing himself in photographs sent to a reporter for the New York Jets. And you wanted to hear the voicemail that he left for her, and we can play that. This is Brett Favre and his voicemail left for New York Jets reporter Jen Sturger.
Jen, it's not a setup. Just got done with practice. Got meetings here, and I went for about a couple more hours. I'm going back to the hotel and just chill. So, submit deck, because I'll be in the building for a couple hours. Love to have you come over tonight. I know, I think Aaron came up and asked you if you, would give him
So you heard essentially what he was saying there.
Yeah, essentially, I'm listening to a man who is a married man, and he's saying, you know, he's a married man. He's saying, hey, why don't you come on my hotel room?
All right, he's a married man, but I'm not hearing anything dirty there. He's saying, hey, you know,
you're not hearing anything dirty. In a text message, a man sent a photograph of him with no pants on. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but I'm the guy that's reporting the story, yes. Okay.
Well, that's dirty.
But what I'm saying is, in the context of this relationship, such as it is, a man's going to send a woman a photograph of himself. A woman is going to send a man a photograph of herself if these are willing participants, okay?
Willing participants of what, Phil? Well, Tiger Woods was a willing participant. And they wanted to run him out of town on a rail. They had to run him off and burn him out. But I don't hear none of that happen here.
You're anxious to have Brett Favre crucified just like Tiger Woods, huh?
I'm anxious to see that people are not hypocrites about this, you know, that there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that there's justice in this world. Justice for the black man.
Oh, come on, but the 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, Tiger Woods actually committed an act of infidelity. He lied about it. It was involved in a violent offense between him and his wife, a car accident.
No, it wasn't.
Let's forget about that. Okay, he was involved in infidelity. Tiger Woods is, Brett Favre is talking to a woman. Okay? Nothing has happened or been proven.
Kevin, you cut out, man. Just say that again, brother. You cut out a little bit.
There is no actual action between Brett Favre and this supposed lady. A reporter, by the way, who her job is to get a story, a scoop. It seems to me that the Reverend is more racist than the media that he's portraying. He is more concerned about being a white man.
How are you saying I'm racist? When Brett Favre sent a picture of his penis, he sent a picture of his penis. Is this man a married man?
Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you now. Is he a married man?
Then will you let me answer that question, or are you just going to talk over me?
I'm asking right now. Is he a married man?
All right. That's not the question you asked me first. I'm going to answer the question you asked me first. The first question...
Yeah, I asked you, is he a married man?
No, you didn't. You asked him something else.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said, is he a married man? What I asked?
He is a married man. But has he been proven guilty? No.
He's a married man.
Hold on. Yeah, let him answer.
Has he been proven guilty of committing infidelity? No, he hasn't. You're more concerned about seeing the white man.
Are you kidding me?
You're more concerned about seeing the white man.
You don't send a picture of your penis.
You are about the truth.
No, I'm not. Now, that's terrible for you to say that. That's got nothing to do with it.
You said it yourself.
No, I did not. I'm just looking for... I ain't trying to indict a white man. No. I said I just want to see justice. Yeah, that's got nothing to do. That ain't got nothing to do with trying to hang a white man.
You said justice.
Yeah, but that got nothing to do with trying to hang a white man. I'm just saying. Hey, listen.
You said it. It was your word.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess you can't get past that, can you? You're just going to keep that rolling around in your little head.
You
right?
said it on
I'm
the
telling you,
you.
I know I said it. How many times are you going to say I said it? I know I said it. Now, listen to me, white man.
You said it.
Come on. All right. All right. Whoa. Hold on. Let somebody listen to somebody.
This guy won't listen to me. I'm saying that this ain't about race. It's about justice. And the fact is,
yeah, but he's saying, and he's right, that you said justice for the black man. What about justice for the white man?
Justice for white? Are you kidding me or something?
My point
he
is,
sent a picture, he sent a picture of his penis, and it was a white penis, everything's good. But it's a black penis, Katie bar the door.
You can't even say penis, black penis. You got to say big black penis. My point
exactly.
is, your view of justice is color-coded. If we want to have justice for everyone,
candy-coded.
Justice for everyone. Let's make it equal across
coated?
The board.
What do you,
across the board.
What do you mean
without color?
What do you mean candy coat?
You're the one who brought color in.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring no color in. You
yes,
did.
You did.
Well,
no, he didn't. You did.
No, I didn't.
Man.
You started, when you said, Phil, that Tiger Woods is colored, I said, no, he ain't. He's a white man. And you said, no, he's black.
Phil.
I said,
this
all right.
Is Kevin.
No, I didn't say anything out of this. You said that it was Brett Favre. I tell you what, why don't we just take race out of it?
All right, let's do that. Now, if he had said
hey,
a big black penis...
Okay, there you go, man. You want to take race out of it. Yes, sir?
Did he say black genitalia and justice for the black man? Or did I imagine that?
Oh, wait a second. You can ask me. You don't have to ask Phil.
No, I'm
well, I heard you say that.
No.
I can't seem to get a direct answer out of you.
Go ahead, ask me. Ask me anything you want. Anything.
Did you say black genitalia and justice for the black man?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not. No, I did not. I never said black genitalia.
Can you play that back? Because I know he did.
Let me see. Go to the tape, bud.
Okay. And what you see is a big black penis. Okay.
That's the tape.
Yeah, see, I didn't say genitalia. I said penis.
So you did say it. And did he say just
no, I did not say it. I didn't say genitalia. I said penis. See? So you're wrong there.
Oh.
You're wrong about the-
oh, come on, man. All right, thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Pat in Smyrna, Tennessee. Pat, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to
yes, sir.
Speak some common sense here, if y'all don't mind. Even about his wife, Brett Favre's wife, what if she doesn't care? What if she doesn't care?
Doesn't matter.
Nobody's thought about her. Nobody's thought about her.
Nothing to... She doesn't. It doesn't matter what she cares
about. What do you have to say about that, Reverend?
Here's what I got to say about that. Brett Favre is a role model to all kinds of little kids. Doesn't make any difference.
This is about this man,
and he's whipping it out sending a picture of his with his pants off through the U.S.
all this
mail.
Is still alleged. I believe this all is still alleged. Right.
Well, you know and I know.
So okay, we don't
come on.
But now
let's not be children about this.
Yeah, right.
Well, what does that mean? We don't know if it's true or not.
You don't know if it's true or not.
We don't even know if the photographs are of Brett Favre.
Yeah, they're of Brett Favre. Give me a
I'll
break.
I'll ask one question and I'll hang up and listen. Would you? But
you hang up and
you
turn your radio down.
Mr. Woods so profusely. If he was not half African American, I would like you to answer
what?
That question.
I didn't hear your question. What'd you say?
Would you defend Tiger Woods so profusely, so much, if he was not
right.
half African American?
Yes, I would.
What if it was me? What if it was me, a normal white guy in the middle of town?
Yeah, but I don't. Well, it's different because I don't like you.
Kind of that,
right, but I don't.
Page.
I don't like you. That's different.
What do you mean you don't like him?
It's got nothing to do with his race. I just don't like him.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I just got done telling you.
So if you like Brett Favre...
I don't like Brett Favre.
I thought you liked him as a football player.
I do. You want to know what I don't like about Brett Favre? Because I've been a... And Pat's going to laugh at this. This is true. I went to Green Bay, Wisconsin in 2003, and I went into Brett Favre's restaurant in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 2003. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I ordered a ribeye steak. And it had all this fat hanging on. I said to the waitress, I said, can you give me some meat on this steak? She said, that's... And she did that, what they do in Wisconsin. She goes, oh, that's a, how she put it. She goes, oh, that's a ribeye, you know, like that. And I go, I know what a ribeye is. I said, is there any meat on this thing? And she looked me up and down, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. She looked me up and down, mostly down, and she said, is there any meat on this thing? Pointing to me. Winked and walked away.
So what? So some smart-ass
Smart-ass waitress! First of all, she's making a comment about me and my manhood, and then has the gall, to feed me a ribeye steak with nothing but fat.
I've been in that restaurant.
What? The Brett Favre restaurant?
I've been in Brett Favre's restaurant. Yeah, and I've had steak, and it's a fantastic restaurant.
Oh, boy, I tell you, there isn't a low, you know, I've seen a lot of low things in my life. There isn't a low you won't stoop to, is there?
What low? I'm just giving an opinion. Let me go to a phone call. John, hello, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. John calling in Boston.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for
Fine.
Having me.
Yes,
I just wanted to quickly make a comment. I don't understand where the comparison really is with Brett Favre's situation and Tiger Woods' situation, whether he's black or whether he's white. There's really no comparison. The fact that Tiger Woods was crucified on national television is because he didn't just send pictures. He slept with hookers, porn stars, and multiple women, and that's why he got crucified on television. Didn't have anything to do with the fact he was black or white or Asian. The fact that he cheated on his wife with many, many women, and he's supposedly a sex addict. Now you guys want to make a comparison to Brett Favre. He sent a text message with a nude picture to probably a woman that wanted to talk to him because he didn't get the number out of anywhere. It didn't follow this guy. So I don't know why we're making this comparison to begin with.
So the woman wants to talk to him. So the woman wants to talk to him. Does that mean she wants to look at his thing?
She might want to.
Yeah. Well, maybe. That's called sexual harassment. You see, at least Tiger Woods slept with ladies that Tiger Woods slept with women want to be with him. We don't even know this woman want to be with Brett Favre. He's sending pictures of his penis all over America. Through the U.S. mail, using a U.S. mail and AT&T. And sending a picture of his penis to some woman who might just want to have a conversation with him.
Well, we don't know the nature. We don't know the nature of their relationship.
What's that?
I said when a woman wants to see your body, that's sexual harassment.
How do you know she wants to see it? All I heard him say is exchanging phone numbers.
That's a better question.
Because the evidence we have is of them exchanging phone numbers, not asking for pictures of their you-know-what.
But the better question is, how do you know that she didn't want to? You're making an assumption.
Because we don't have any evidence of that, my young man. Let me tell you, evidence. It's called evidence, and we have no evidence. Now, I want to talk to Brett Favre, too, but I don't want a picture of his penis coming to my phone, you know. I want to talk to Brett Favre, get his autograph. I don't want him sending me a picture of his thing hanging out of his underwear. Man, are you kidding? You got to be kidding.
I actually think maybe you want to. You keep talking about it. So...
Yeah, and I am going to keep talking about it until I see this man be judged the same way they judge Tiger Woods and all the rest of them and not give him a pass. Which
there's no comparison to Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has sex with all those women. There's no comparison.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, a lot of people are making a point, Pastor, that Tiger Woods was actively unfaithful to his wife with multiple women, whereas Brett Favre...
He's using the U.S. mail to send smut. Pornography. Can you understand the pornography? And what if a child opened up that envelope and saw Brett Favre's thing hanging there? What if a child,
Let me ask you a
question.
Yes, no question.
What if no. I had a little tiny baby crawls to the, I don't know, crawls to the mailbox. And
what do you mean crawls to the mailbox? Are you saying this? First of all, went to the lady's phone.
All right. So a little tiny baby opens up the phone, and there it is. The kid doesn't start talking until he's five.
All right. Go ahead, sir, and then we got to take a break. Go ahead, sir, and then we have to take a break. Yeah.
Okay. Did Tiger Woods sleep with all those women, yes or no?
No.
He didn't sleep with all those women, even though he came out and admitted that he slept with those women?
No, he did not.
He did. And you know he did it for a fact.
No, he didn't.
Do you know for a fact that Brett Favre sent that picture to the woman and it was unwanted? No, you don't. Thank you. Have a good night. Yes, I do.
Thank you and have a very pleasant good evening, Jack.
Well, now, you know what?
But no, that guy. See, that's unfair.
Well, you're just trying to provoke it by saying, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. You know.
I asked the question. I'll ask it again. A little tiny baby crawls to the
mailbox. 877-876-PHIL. You know, the folks that are calling tonight are making a very good point. When you turn this into some kind of a racially charged thing, what do you, what?
He wants to know how much longer.
How much? Pastor Rennick?
How much we got? The news is coming on. You know?
Another 10 minutes, if you don't mind.
All right. 10 minutes.
877-876-PHIL. More of your calls, plus still to come tonight. Which site do you think is worth more, the Drudge Report or the Huffington Post? We'll give you the value, the monetary value of different blogs on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
A little tiny baby crawls to a mailbox.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
They do.
877-876-PHIL. Coming up next hour, our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. On the line with us here is Pastor William Rennick as we talk about the very disturbing news about Brett Favre today, if it's true.
Why do you keep saying if it's true, Phil? I find that to be, that's disturbing to me.
All right, I'm just saying it's alleged.
Did they say that? Let me tell you something right now.
Now, hold on. I got to finish my thought on opening the segment here. Essentially, what we have is it an accusation, a charge, and apparent proof that Brett Favre sent photographs of himself naked from the waist down to a reporter for the New York Jets, a Jen Sturger, and also asked her out on a date. And to the extent that it's a scandal having to do with the man being unfaithful to his wife.
Well, now, you know, isn't that interesting? All of a sudden, a man sending dirty pictures. You know, there was a time, Phil, when I was a young man, and if somebody said, look at that man there, he sent dirty pictures, you know, over the mail and this. And people would say, well, that's somebody you got to stay away from. That's a sick pervert, you know. Now you tell me, what's the man's name? Brett Favre sent a dirty picture standing there with no pants on, and all of a sudden, well, you know, it happens. I mean, that's like to set me free, man. I'd like to know, where do you get your morality? Where do you get your, how do you look at things, you know?
Because of what the people said. In an active sexual relationship with a woman, as opposed to sending, you know.
Well, Phil, in my line of work, the Lord said, if you lusted after a woman in your heart,
well,
you have committed the sin of adultery.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Lane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Pastor William Rennick.
Hey, good afternoon, or good evening, I should say.
I've been listening
to the program since it first came on. And the first thing that I think your question was the fact about Brett Favre, and this news broke today, and all of a sudden it turned to Tiger Woods for a minute and a half, and it turned racist.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was not raised that way, but this is just
how do you know?
Racial.
You said it's good afternoon. It's the early morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Is it not?
I'm sorry.
Ain't it early morning in Nashville, Tennessee?
Okay, the gentleman misspoke.
Yeah, all right, 2 o'clock in the morning here.
Yeah, you said good afternoon. Now, that makes me question whether you're hearing things right or not.
Well, don't even go there.
Don't you think that's valid?
You just blow my mind about how racial you really are.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're sleeping on the street? What did the gentleman say?
Where are you now, Lane?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, sir. Very good.
Well, look, my point is not racial. My point is simply
honestly, you have not given me any...
If Tiger Wood is sleeping with a woman...
We're talking about... Brett Favre broke up. Why are you bringing up Tiger Woods, which happened months
ago? Brett Favre did what? Because Tiger Woods got kicked out of golf. I want to sit, wait, and see the same thing happen to Brett Favre.
He went to rehab. He chose that himself. Which I think
you know as well as I do, man, that the white man came to him and said, look, we can't have
quit
it. We can't have it.
Quit going with white man and black man.
Got to go. I have to do that because that's the world I live in. And that's the world you live in, too.
Well, that's exactly the world I live in, too.
That's exactly right.
Now, yeah, look, 58 years old.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a deal with you, Lane. I'll tell you what I'll do. When Bill O'Reilly and Wolf Blitzer put that big picture of Brett Favre's you-know-what up on their screen, and they start talking about that and saying, Wolf Blitzer, he loved to see that. Because I think I've got questions about him. And Anderson Cooper, don't even worry about it.
No, you keep comparing
We got to go, man.
To everybody else.
Right, good night.
Phil Hendry.
Anderson Cooper.